Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba. Can you hear me there now, ma'am?
Yes.
Great. I'm calling you for National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey, and as I was telling you, I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation, right? I was telling you that I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Yeah?
It's starting to do it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. So is it better now? Maybe it is because...
Okay. Is there a TV, is there a television on behind you?
No, ma'am.
See, that's what it sounds like. There's something behind you. It sounds like...
Oh, yeah. I
do
that web hosting my audio in a different call, and it seems to work just fine. Let's try to do this, okay? And if anything, you tell me, and I repeat for you, okay? I will
you can try it.
Yeah, I will try to also speak as slowly as possible, okay?
Okay.
So, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to write on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focus on. Is a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 now. The first one is fighting racism and discrimination. How important is that for you from 0 to 10?
Racism?
Yeah, and discrimination.
Racism and discrimination within the... In the world?
Because these are things that you want the president and the Congress for the United States more focused on.
Wait, I don't quite understand. There's a lot of racism and discrimination in this country, yes.
Okay.
And are you asking me if Congress is handling it? What are you asking me about the racism and discrimination?
I was wondering how important it is for you, for the president, to focus on working on that for 0 to 10.
Okay, it's very, very important.
So
is that a 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Thank you. What about making housing more affordable?
10.
And what about reducing crime and gun violence?
Raising what? I'm sorry. On violence?
Crime and gun violence.
Okay, say it again.
Yeah, reducing crime and gun violence.
Okay, so you said crime and what?
And gun violence.
And what kind of violence?
Gun violence. G-U-N, violence.
Oh, gun. You said gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay, great. So, next question. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better or staying about the same or getting worse for black people?
It's not the same. It's getting worse. And it's not just for black people. It's everybody. Okay.
Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in black communities?
Okay. Now, you're asking me in the black community.
Yeah. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same?
Are you saying help?
Yes.
To the white community?
Yes.
So
would you say they are better, about the same, or worse than the ones in the white community?
It's worse in the white.
Okay,
it's worse in the black community than it is in the white community.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? I will read the list, and you can select two of them.
So you're asking me what, two things in the African community that what?
Yeah, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on African-American community.
Okay. Got you. Okay.
I will read the list, and you can select two of them. Okay?
Okay.
The first one is alcohol. I also have heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. I have marijuana and other cannabis products. I also have vaping, opioids, and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs or cigarettes.
That's a list that needs to be more selected, not just two. I think crack is one.
Okay.
Crack and
I also have alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, vaping, opioids, and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other body drugs or cigarettes.
I don't know about fentanyl, but let's just say alcohol.
Okay. In that case, let me continue. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction. Yeah.
Tobacco. What did you say?
Tobacco harm reduction.
I don't understand what that is.
Okay. Tobacco. Let me explain you what it is. Okay. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through patient support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I didn't get that.
Okay, let me repeat it back to you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction.
Tell me what that is. What is that?
Yeah, tobacco harm reduction. It's a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, education support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I can't answer that because I don't understand what you're saying. I know you're asking me about tobacco, and I think that the tobacco that they have today is an addictive tobacco that's causing people to smoke more. I don't know what else you're asking me.
Yes, the thing is that we have a measure that actually we're trying to work on that takes into consideration abstinence education and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products, right? So that's basically what tobacco harm reduction is. It is like this strategy that we're trying to work on. And we were wondering if you agree or disagree that advancing the tobacco harm reduction strategies will improve health outcomes in the African-American community.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I just really can't agree or disagree because I don't quite understand it. I just know that they're not doing anything to change the brand or the making of cigarettes. They're not.
Okay, ma'am. Let's do one thing. I will try to call you back within a couple of minutes, okay? Maybe you can be better, okay? I really appreciate everything that you, all the effort that we're having done together. And please just give me a couple of minutes, and I'm calling you right back, okay?
Okay. All right.
Of course, anytime.